Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah He. Okay, Mishnah Gimel, we learned about three different types of ladders. In Mishnah Dalet, we learned about three different types of doves. And in Mishnah Hey, we're going to learn about three different types of terisin. What is it, teris? A shutter, you know, something you close a window with or a closet with. And let me tell you about this particular case. Those that sold spices, they had like a wooden box that was on the ground in the marketplace. It was not connected to the ground. And they would put their spices inside. This box had a door. Now, they had a very practical system. They had like these doors or shutters that they would close the box with at night. So protect the box. You couldn't just go and take things. By day, they were removed. And they were set up on the ground. And it was like a tray to put all the different spices in. People could come and they could look at it, buy it, smell it, whatever they do before they purchase it. Okay, so what are the three types of terisin? Some of them work the way doorways work, or some doorways work. There was like a hinge on top and a hinge at the bottom. And it was inserted into the frame of the box, which had a hole for the hinge on top and a hole for the hinge at the bottom. And the door, or the shutter, would swing back and forth. If for whatever reason this door came off and you had to put it back in, it wasn't so easy. You have to align the holes, you have to sometimes force it in, make sure it was tight, that it clicked into place. It was like on satellite. Now these types of shutters, most of the time they didn't remove. It was just swung back and forth like a door. There was a second type of tris. It didn't have a hinge on top and on bottom. It had like one side hinge that clicked in and clicked out. And unlike in the first case, this wasn't made to stay on. This was not made to pull out, easily pull out and set it up. So it served like a tray and at night as a shutter. Then there was a third type of a shutter. It shouldn't have a hinge at all. There was nothing to click in. When you were finished, you just kind of pushed it into place. Pushed it in, took it out. Okay, so now that we know that there are three types of shutters, let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtes Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Beishami Omrim, Ein Mesalkin Asatrisin B'Yamtiv. We don't remove the shutters on Yamtiv. Wait a second. Why would we want to remove them on Yamtiv? To sell things? Are you allowed to sell things on Yamtiv? Well, certain people can sell their merchandise even on Yamtiv. We're going to learn about that a little bit later on. But there are many restrictions. They can sell only to friends. They can't specify a price. But the Beishami say, we're not going to deal now with the issue of whether you can sell or not. In order to sell it, you have to remove the shutter. Can't take it off on Yamtiv. Ubasil material, not flahachzer. The Basil say, not only can you take it off, you can even put it back in. Okay, so which type of shutter are we talking about here? Where the Beishami say you can't even take it off, and the Basil say, not only can you take it off, you can take it off and click it back into place. Well, the one that has no hinge at all, there's no iser, not even according to the Beishami. You can take it off, you can put it on. It's just something that, like, it's a cover that comes off, and you put it back on. And you would be able to do it, says the Batanura, even if it was attached to the ground. The shutter that's like a door, the one that has mamash hinges on top and hinges at the bottom, and then has to click on top and click in on the bottom, even the Beis Hillel hold. Can't do it on Yom Tov. The machloik is in the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel is about the shutter that has that one hinge. It's not mamash like a door that's firmly in place on top and on bottom that you're mamash like putting in a door. On the other hand, it's not just a cover that comes off and comes on. There is one hinge that clicks into place. Here's where we have the machlokes. Here's where the Beishami say, Ein mesalkin asatrisin b'yamtiv, you can't remove it on yamtiv. Ubisil matirin af lahachzer, the Beishami will say, not only can you remove it, you can even put it back. Now really, to thoroughly understand this, you have to understand the machlokes of Ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. You have to know which is the Rabbana, which is the Araisa. It's very complicated, so we're going to leave things as is. Just basically, if you have a tris of two hinges, the mamish has to be firmly, professionally put into place. Everyone holds its aser, even if it doesn't go in mamish where it's there, really, really strong. There's a gzeirah midrabanan, you're going to come to put it in such a place where you're clicking it in very firmly. And for that, it wouldn't help even a heter of Simchas Yamtiv. When it comes to a tris of a single tzir, only one thing that clicks into place, so the Beis Hillel say, b'makom Simchas Yamtiv we're going to be making. Even to put it back, to put it back, where's the Simchas Yamtiv? You want to say you have to take it off. I need the spices, but to put it back. And the answer is, the Gemara says, well, if you won't let him put it back, he won't allow you to take it off. Well, that's only according to the Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai, they would be machmer even with the single hinge. Weiter. Second machlokes in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Yamer, the Beis Shammai say, Ein Neutlin Esa Eli, you cannot take this type of keli. We'll soon explain what it is. Lekatsev Olav Basar. To chop meat upon it. What is this? What is an Eli? It's a thick and a very heavy circular kind of a board, and they usually use it to crush grain. Now, he wants to use it to chop meat. This should be muksa. It's a keli shemalachti le'iser. It's normally used to grind grain. You can't do that. Anything that's used for something that's usser is muksa. Even if you want to use it for something that's mutter, like chopping meat. Well, that's what the Beis Shammai hold. Not the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel matir and the Beis Hillel say, it's okay. How come the Beis Hillel say it's okay? So, there are two pshatim in the Gemara. One pshat is, the Beis Hillel hold, and that is taka the halacha, that a keli shemalachtoi le'iser can be used letzarech gufa letzarech mekayme. Let me explain. Suppose you have a hammer. Is a hammer muksa on Shabbos? Of course it is. It's a keli that's designated for things that are aser on Shabbos, building. Can you use a hammer to chop nuts? Answer, yes. A keli shemalachtoi le'iser can be used letzarech gufa if you have some permissible purpose for it, or even letzarech mekayme. Letzarech mekayme means it's in your way and you have to sit down. Not all muksas are that way. There are many different categories of muksa. But a keli shemalachti le'iser can be used letzarech gufa, letzarech mekayme. So the Beis Hillel are simply stating that halacha here. It's normally used to chop grain. Okay, but if you want to use it for meat, you're allowed to, like any keli shemalachti le'iser that can be used for a permissible purpose. So really, the fact that the Beis Hillel are mat here, it's not a special heter because of Simchas Yamtiv. That's the din with every keli shemalachti le'iser. But others say no. It's true, a keli shemalachtoi le'iser, like a hammer, that can be used letzarech gufay and letzarech mekayim. But there's a much more strict category of muksa, and that's called muksa machmas chasarin kis. Something you would never use it for any other purpose. Let's say a moil or a shaychit. Would they use their knives to cut tomatoes? Never. They protect it. It has to be very well protected. And even if someone decides he wants to use it for a different purpose, it's muksa. It can't be moved. Some say the same is true for this ailing, that it's a very sensitive thing. And they never use it for anything else other than crushing grain. It falls into a different category of muksa. It would fall into the category of muksa, machmas, chasar, and kis. But why then would the Beis Hillel say it's mutter? And the answer is it's a special heter because of Simchas Yamtev. So once again, Beis Shammai Yarmim Ein Neitlin Esa'eli, you cannot take this grain chopper Lekatzev Olav Basar to chop meat upon it. Ubeis Hillel Matir. And we have two pshatim over here. One pshat is, this is Tama Machlokes, but any keli shemalachtoi le'iser, like a hammer, can you use a hammer to chop nuts or not? Beis Shammai would say no, according to this pshat, and the Beis Hillel say yes, you can. A keli shemalachtoi le'iser can be used Letzarech Gufa. Others learn, no. This is a much more severe muktza than keli shemalachtoi le'iser. This is actually muktza machus chasar and kis, something which no one would ever use for any other purpose, because it's very sensitive. And therefore, normally you would not be able to use this to chop meat with it. But there's a special heter that the Beis Hillel gave because of Simchas Yamtev. Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, Ein noisnes ha'or, can't put down the skins of an animal, the hide of an animal. Lefnei hadarsan. That means to put them down on the street so people would step on it. For that matter, v'lo yagbienu. You can't pick it up to move it around. In other words, it's muksa. After the animal is skinned. If you remember, one of the lamates melachis is ma'aved, working out hides. The first thing they would do with the skin after they shechted the animal was, they would trample on it until it became hard. To do so would be an iser deraisa, a tolda of ma'abe. But let's say I don't trample on it. I just lay it down on the street and people walk by. They'll step on it and the work gets done on its own. That would be asa midrabanan. would be considered a tikkun, kilacher yad, indirectly performing the act of trampling it. Now, this fresh hide, right after the shechting of the animal, which hasn't been worked out yet, is muktzah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can't really do anything with it. Yeah, you can possibly sit on it, but it's not very comfortable yet. So really, the B'Shamay is saying two things. They're saying two different halachis over here. Number one, they're stating a halacha that a behemoth that was shechted on Yom Tov, and we took off its skin, we're not going to let you even indirectly put it down on the ground for people to trample on it. Furthermore, if it's laying in a place where it's not guarded over there, or maybe it's in the sun's going to ruin it, you can't move it away to a protected place because it's muksa. Ella, unless, Ella im kain, yesh imay kazayis basim. This refers to the second end. If this particular hide has a kazayis of basar on it, then the Beisham, they are maida that it's mutter to move it. Because the skin would then become like a tuffle to the kazayis of basar, which he's about to eat. That's what's more important. And once the basar is mutter betiltel, the heter automatically applies to the skin as well. That's the opinion of the Beisham. However, in both cases, both benegay of the din, whether I can put it down for people to walk on it, or whether it's muktzah at all, the Basil Armatir. And obviously it means the Basil Armatir, even if there's no Kazai's Basar attached to it. Why? The Basil say, if you're not going to give him this heter, he won't shecht on Yom Tov because he doesn't want to lose the hide. So again, it's going to result in a lack of Simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara explains, even according to the Basil, he can only spread it on the floor where it's not obvious that he's doing it to process the ar. Maybe some people will think he's doing it to sit on it. Because that's how they used to tack a sit. They would always spread these skins or clothes on the floor. People may not realize that it's not processed yet. But when it's clear that he's doing it to process it, then it's usr, even according to the Beis Hillel. So both in the case of the shutters, as well as this case of the skins, the Beis Hillel are saying that we're so careful with Simchas Yom Tov, we're not going to ask for something which is going to result, even indirectly, that a person's not going to have Simchas Yom Tov, or the things that are available to create the Simchas Yom Tov for him. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. First, just a little bit of a Hagdama. We know that Malachis that are Asar on Shabbos are also Asar on Yom Tov. We also know that on Yom Tov there's a special Heter of Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. In this fourth Machlokes, in the Vesham and the Vesil, we're going to see a Yesaidistik of Machlokes. How far does the Heter go? Beis Shammai, the Vesham saying, the Vesham hold. The only things that are mutter are actual tzarech eichel nefesh, something you need to eat. But ain't it seen leis a cotton, you can't carry out a small child on Yom Tov from a rishus yachid to a rishus rabim. Leis a cotton, chiddush being, even if it's a tiny baby that I have to take out for bris milah, you can't do it on Yom Tov. But leis a lulav, even a lulav for Yom Tov sukkah to be mekayim the mitzvah of netilas lulav. But lay a sefer Torah, and you need a sefer Torah to read in it. Well, say the Beis Shammai, sorry, can't do it, can't carry it out, l'rishus harabim. The Torah was only matter food, and a katan, and a lulav, and a sefer Torah are not food. Ubeis Hillel matirin. The Beis Hillel hold of a concept called mitoich. Mitoich, literally, since. Even though the pasuk was only matter eichel nefesh, but the Torah never meant to specify just mamish eichel nefesh. There are other heterim that come along with it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a tzarech achila. You need a tzarech mitzvah, like the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, or a tzarech hana explains about tenura, like a key. But ein hanami, to carry things for no purpose, that would be aser, even according to the Beis Hillel. Okay, so the four machlokes in our Mishnah. One was about removing or putting back the shutters, and we explained. We're talking about the shutter with the one hinge in it. If it had no hinges at all, it's just like a cover that comes on and off, that's no problem. Two hinges, one on top, one on the bottom, that it's securely fastened into place. It's surely usher, even if it's not so securely fastened into place. We said there's a gzeira. The machloikis b'shami b'shil is about this cover or shutter with one hinge. The Bishami say you can't take it off. The Basil say you can take it off and even put it back. We want to make sure people have what they need for Simchas Yom Tov. And again, if you won't let him put it back, we're scared he won't take it off. The second Machlokes in the Mishnah was about taking a certain keli called an ali lekatzev olav basar. Essentially, this was a keli that was used for grinding grain. Couldn't be used to chop meat. So we explained, there's a machloikis here. Now we know the Bishamay say no, and the Basil say yes, but what exactly is the machloikis based on? Some say that this ali has a din of a keli shemalachte le'isr, like a hammer. That's a certain category of muksa, where you're allowed to use it for a purpose that's mutar ha-Shabbos, like you can use a hammer to crack nuts. That's called tzarech gufay. The Bishamay say you can't, but the Basil are telling us a standard heter that you can. Some say there's a greater chiddush over here, that this keli is actually part of a much more severe type of muksa called muksa machmas chasarin kis. We gave an example. Let's say it's a knife that a shaychid has. He would never use it for anything else. That type of muksa, he pushes off in his mind. It's only for a certain purpose, and you can't use it on Shabbos letzarech gufay. This keli is very sensitive, and therefore they would only use it for the grain. So the Bishamay are telling us basically that, of course, you can't use it. It's muktzah machmas chasar and kis, and it can't be used letzarech gufay. And here the Bishil are telling us a heter that for Simchas Yomtiv we're going to allow you to do it. The third machlokes was about taking hide and putting it down on the ground. This way people walk on it and it gets hard. It's called being ma'abit kalachar yad. The Bishamay say you can't. The Bishil say you can. What about picking it up afterwards? Is it muksa? The Bishamay say yes, unless there's a kazayis basar on it, and the Bishil say that it's mutter, because if we won't allow you to process the hide indirectly in such a way that it doesn't get ruined, people aren't going to shecht on yamtiv, and at the end, you won't have the simchas yamtiv. And the fourth and final machloikis nor mishnah is about the heter of tzarech echol nefesh. The Bishamay say it's only for food. You can't carry a baby with it, or a lulav, or a sefer Torah, even though it's all necessary. The tzarech mitzvah, let's say the baby's for bris milah. The lulav is obviously, you need a lulav on Sukkos, and the sefer Torah is to read it, but you can't carry it into a Rosh Hasharabim. The heter is only for food. And the Bishil say, B'tach shehutra, l'tzarech l'echol nefesh, there's also a heter for things that aren't directly tzarech l'echol nefesh.